day. It is now 8 o'clock and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The White House price tag for allowing hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants, the so-called dreamers, to stay in the country? It's a pretty steep one.
Complete construction of the full border wall, stop sanctuary cities, require new immigrants to have good prospects in the U.S., and lower the legal limit of new immigrants and refugees. That's an outline of key points from President Trump's demands, in return for which he'll consider legislation letting the so-called dreamers remain in the country. Since the list was put out Sunday night, there's been limited response. The ACLU says in a statement the wish list is, quote, designed to scuttle progress for dreamers and is afoul with unconstitutional reforms.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
1 week after the Las Vegas massacre, we're apparently no closer to a motive for the shootings.
We all want answers.
And no one more than law enforcement, says Clark County Undersheriff Kevin McMahill. More than 1,000 leads have been followed. And as McMahill says, everything else about the shooter,
from birth to death,
even the note found in the shooter's hotel room with numbers on it, if that's found to be trajectory calculations, for example, still doesn't speak to motive. Unless something can be found in his internet searching or a note by him or someone who can tell investigators what he told them about why, a motive may never be found. I'm Jim Roop.
The slow recovery continues for an Anne Arundel County woman who was shot in the face during that attack. 27-year-old Tina Frost, who lost an eye, remains in a coma, but she's now able to breathe without a ventilator and is no longer requiring a brain pressure monitor, but the future remains a mystery.
They have been very upfront. You know, they say she could wake up with no damage at all, or she could need round-the-clock care for the rest of her life.
Amy Klinger is a family friend who set up the GoFundMe page that's already raised more than $465,000 for Tina. The female prison population in the Richmond area is booming, so much so that Henrico County is paying off one of its neighbor counties to take 50 women prisoners off its hands. The number of women behind bars has more than doubled in the past year, and officials say opioid abuse and sex trafficking are to blame. One county supervisor says the problem is that prosecutors and judges are using the jail as a de facto social service center and rehab facility. The Tiki Torch has made a comeback in Charlottesville Saturday night as several dozen people joined white supremacist Richard Spencer for what he called a flash mob, a reminder that groups like his are not going away.
We care about who we are. Not just as Virginians, not just as Southerners, but as white people in this country and white people around the world.
A new analysis of the much larger rally that erupted in violence in Charlottesville in August shows that people from 35 states attended that event, speaking to the ability of the alt-right to mobilize its followers. Harvest season has arrived for local vineyards, and winemakers tell us it's been a great one so far.
The overall lack of rain the last couple of months has helped wineries like Castanel Vineyard in Leesburg, especially after some difficult weather earlier in the year.
May was unseasonably wet, and then the rain kind of continued into July and August.
Winery spokeswoman Katie D'Souza said then came September, and the hot and dry conditions helped.
We're looking at pretty good chem in the vines, you know, everything looks to be balanced and even.
Harvesting has been underway on their Petit Verdot and their Cabernet Sauvignon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,773, the NASDAQ at 6,590. In sports, Max Scherzer takes to the mound as the Nats try for a 2-1 lead in their series with the Cubs. First pitch at Wrigley, 4 p.m. today. The Red Sox and Yankees both stave off elimination with wins in the American League. In football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. NFC East, Eagles win, Cowboys and Giants lose, and Sunday night football, the Chiefs remain unbeaten with a win over the Texans. WMAL News Times, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 out of Dale City. In fact, out of Stafford, too, and across the 14th Street Bridge onto 395. Great shape this morning, light volume. It's southbound 395. You need to keep alert here as you come across the 14th Street Bridge. Unusual backups. We have a crash in the Shirlington area. 395 south near Glebe, and it's just the center of the road getting by. It looks like at least three or four cars on the left shoulder and one on the right, so they're getting tow trucks in there. DC, 295. Now it's the southbound direction slowing to the crash at Pennsylvania Avenue. Watch for the southbound delays. We didn't have, but they've quickly formed with this incident. The northbound crash near Benning Road gone, as are the delays. Now, for the Beltway, Maryland. We've been in great shape for everyone, but now crash reported right near Pennsylvania Avenue. It was reported on the outer loop side, but it looks like inner loop affected too, so we may have a lane blocked in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's from Nate. Rolling through this morning, rain steady to heavy at times, tapering off to showers later this morning into the afternoon, maybe some isolated thunderstorms, mild and humid and breezy, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Warrenton, 72 in La Plata, 74 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker is almost certainly no longer on the White House Christmas card list. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, Francesca Chambers from the Daily Mail is going to join us to talk politics. This past weekend, very busy politically, and a lot of the action happening on Twitter. So we're going to ask Francesca Chambers what she read on that Twitter feed. And then Kayla McEnany from the RNC, she's a spokeswoman there, will join us at 8:35 this morning. Break down what the RNC wants Democrats to do with all of that Harvey Weinstein money they've been collecting through over the years. It's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us now is Jarrett Stepman. He is a writer for the Daily Signal. Jarrett, good morning. Happy Columbus Day.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy Columbus Day to you.
We're so glad you joined us. You have a really interesting piece here about the truth about Columbus. We see more and more cities and even states choosing to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day because there's this line out there, this story, this narrative that Columbus was a terrible, horrible, evil white man who came here just to decimate the Indigenous peoples. But you say there's a lot we don't know about Columbus and we're missing the truth.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I think that at one time in America, Christopher Columbus used to be a very uniting figure. He stood for bold exploration. He stood, in many ways, for immigrants and those who came to the New World. But really, starting in the 1970s, there was a lot of revisionist history that tried to attack Christopher Columbus and say that, well, no, he was actually a genocidal monster who tyrannized indigenous peoples. And I think in recent times, this has really started to pick up steam. We're now a lot of city councils have removed Columbus Day and replaced it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Big cities like Los Angeles and a lot of other small cities around the country. And we're seeing a lot of other cities put this day under review for replacement for Indigenous Peoples Day. So you've also seen a lot of statues and things like that attacked around the country, much like what you saw with the Confederate statues earlier this year.
Yeah, it seems like it's parts of a whole. You're mentioning the Confederate statues and then Columbus Day. And that, like, there were times in our history where we felt like we were pretty much a well-formed country. I think after the Cold War, for instance, after World Wars I and II, there was probably a sense that the country was headed in the right direction, that we were the greatest in the world, that we were an exceptional country. But now it seems like in 2017, so much of our conversation is now animated by the United States is deeply flawed, it's a broken country, and it's refusing to acknowledge its broken past.
That's absolutely right. And I think this, you have to see this as part of a whole. I mean, I think this whole movement often, I mean, men like Columbus or, you know, you could say Robert E. Lee, or there's plenty of other statues too, even ones like Abraham Lincoln. Men in the past are dehumanized. And for this, basically this ideology that says that all of American history is bad. This country was founded on bad things, and that it really shouldn't exist as it does. And I think that's generally been the narrative from these people. I think that the individuals on these statues have kind of been stand-ins for what they see as evil about America. I mean, I think a lot of people say, well, America is an exceptional country, and some people try to denounce that, but others say, hey, America's an exceptionally evil country, too.
You
and
mentioned,
I think that's what you see with what's going on with the Columbus statue.
Jarrett, you mentioned a little bit about the history of Columbus Day. It was started by President Benjamin Harrison. Why was it started?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of an unknown part of Columbus Day, is that really it was in response to what was the worst mass lynching in American history that took place in New Orleans of Italian-Americans in that city. And I think Benjamin Harrison, a lot of Americans thought that was wrong. He was for Catholicism, and he stood for, it was of course an Italian man, and at that time in history those groups were very unpopular with, frankly, white supremacists like the KKK, who weren't too happy with the idea of celebrating this man. So it's controversial at the time amongst these extremist groups, but Americans as a whole accepted what Benjamin Harrison did, and a lot of other Americans embraced Christopher Columbus as this great uniting figure who at one time stood for immigrants and stood for people who boldly came to the New World. And I think that's kind of what's sad in this whole attack on Christopher Columbus, is Americans in some ways are very inclusive people. We now must dehumanize and attack those of our past and replace them with others. And I think that's a very tragic thing for modern times.
You mentioned here something that I did not know about how Columbus was trying to find gold. Tell us what the gold was for. I thought he was just looking for the New World to bring back riches to Spain. What was he really looking
for? Right. That's been a narrative that's been popular, especially by the left-wing historian Howard Zinn. But that's kind of a misconception about what Columbus was about. Columbus was a fervently religious individual. He was trying to go to Asia to convert people to Christianity. At the time, he felt that, and many others in Europe felt that Christianity was under assault by the Muslim world. I mean, it came in the wake of Constantinople, which at one time represented Christianity in the East, falling to essentially Muslims. And so he was trying to fund essentially crusades to take back what he saw as Christian lands in the East. And I think it's a misconception of people now. They don't really understand the history of the times and what was happening. There's a lot of people who thought that the world was going to come to an end. They thought that Christianity was going to die in Europe. And so a lot of people like Columbus traveled to new lands to try to create converts to Christianity and try to send back money to aid what he saw was his religion.
You know, I want to ask you kind of modernize this question for you for a moment, Jarrett. You know, we talk about immigration all the time, and Democrats sort of uniformly have a position that all immigration is good immigration, and that it's all a net positive for the United States. And then the exception to this rule appears to be Christopher Columbus. The one terrible immigrant we've ever brought in was the guy who played like an instrumental role in discovering the United States.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's almost, there's something funny about this, isn't it? Some of the rhetoric around this, I mean, Indigenous Peoples Day is set to replace this. I mean, at one time, we would say that, well, that sounds rather nativist in its conception. You know, we're talking about a man who is just, you know, an immigrant, who is a bold man. You know, we think that, you know, people on the left celebrate immigrants, but I guess, you know, when it's a guy coming from Europe, I guess there's some distinction there that they make that, you know, maybe, oh, they say, well, that's wicked and evil, that's monstrous. So, you know, I do find it funny, a lot of the rhetoric on this issue. I mean, again, you know,
if you're going to hold the line, Jarrett, just be like, okay, you violated the sovereignty of these indigenous peoples, so now we have the opportunity yet again to assess our sovereignty. why wouldn't we want to maintain our sovereignty if that's the standard?
Exactly, and that's exactly right. And that's what, again, you know, when I kind of see to hear this rhetoric around Columbus and that they're attacking him, there's so much hypocrisy on this issue. And again, I think he's a stand-in for what they see as American, you know, which was, you know, in very many ways a product of European immigration to the United States at one time, and certainly the transatlantic crossing of those people. I mean, it's amazing that these people who are so fervent about immigration in our own day see this as a problematic thing of an earlier day. I mean, it's really an incredible juxtaposition.
Yeah, well, the stupid is strong lately all the way around. Jarrett, thank you so much for deconstructing this for us, because I learned something by reading your piece. And Jarrett is a writer for the Daily Signal. Thank you, and happy Columbus Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Columbus Day to all your listeners.
Look at the two of you, these brave acts of rebellion, yelling Happy Columbus Day in public.
I'm such a rebel. It's 8:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5, speaking of rebels, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and this woman's a rebel.
Don't you know it? All right, here we go. And so are the commuters 66, 395 using those HOV lanes today if they're only single in the car. But HOV restrictions there have been lifted on our Columbus Day federal holiday. 66 eastbound. Now as you come up to the Beltway, looks like a VDOT truck is at the scene of the crash now. So two left lanes get by. 66 east, Nutley Street, prior to the Beltway. 395 still wide open northbound from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had light volume there this morning. It's southbound 395 about recovering the crash. Southbound at Glebe Road now to the shoulder. I'm looking at that. They've just reopened all of the travel lanes there. Beltway slows each direction at Pennsylvania Avenue. Had the crash reported just north of Pennsylvania Avenue on the Beltway. And on the ICC, that's the Intercounty Connector. That's where we have the crash just west of Georgia Avenue. They had everyone stop, but now you can get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy, rain. It'll taper off this afternoon. Then we have a chance of isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Stray shower thunderstorms possible, low around 70. And tomorrow, sunshine and clouds, high near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. All right, joining us, we're going to speak with Francesca Chambers. She's the White House reporter for the Daily Mail. Francesca, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Always a good time.
Great to have you back here. We were just talking about Christopher Columbus and immigration, so I think it's a great pivot to talk to you about President Trump's wish list for immigration enforcement. 70 points on this wish list. What are the odds of him getting anywhere with this?
Well, Democrats are saying nowhere at this point, because if it contains the border wall, they're a hard no. And if he were to separate these out and do something for the Dreamers, which is what he had previously discussed with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that's something that they would be on board with. And I remember last time we were on the show, we talked about strategically what a horrible idea that was, because you can try and force concessions like the border wall by including it in broader legislation. But this framework that he put out last night, the White House put out, is almost a little bit too broad from that standpoint, because he's not just asking for the border wall. They want a complete overhaul of the immigration system that would focus on merit-based immigration and end-chain migration. And so Democrats are looking at that and saying, this is way too much, no way.
But Francesca, it seems like for the first time in this debate, the White House is making public that it is aware of its leverage, which is to say the Democrats, as much as they're insisting at the onset that there are going to be a hard no on any concessions on immigration, the truth is they desperately want DACA or even further a DREAM Act to become law. This is not a simple equation of the Democrats having the leverage here. It seems like Trump has way more leverage than the Democratic Party.
Well, how desperate are Democrats? That's going to be the question moving forward. Are they desperate enough for a DACA deal that they're willing to give him some funding for the border wall, that they're willing to overhaul the immigration system in a way that they say flies in the face of the spirit of DACA and other things they believe on immigration? And like you're saying, we're at the outset of this. Of course, it's a holiday, so we're not hearing as much on Capitol Hill. We'll have to see how it goes down further on in the week. But again, he is asking for quite a lot. And the question is also, how much is the White House willing to compromise? That's something they were asked on a call last night with reporters, and they're not, you know, really showing their hand. They're saying, like, this is our opening offer. We're not compromising yet. We're not even discussing concessions at this point.
Were you under the impression, given that, that they're saying they refuse to compromise, or were they just dithering on the question?
I don't know yet that they refuse to compromise. It, again, was just an opening salvo, and I think
yes.
We've seen with a lot of these things, they're not, you know, remember going back to that corporate tax rate, it was 15, okay? We were not going to be 20, it was 15, and they pushed that really hard, and when it became clear that even Republicans were not going to go down to 15%, 20% is going to be the best that you get, they were like, fine, we'll take the 20%.
Well, unlike
that... something similar happening here.
Well, unlike that debate, I'm struck that I think this is their biggest ask, what they're doing here. Stephen Miller and others in the White House are saying, here are the 70 things we want, whereas on the tax reform debate, they kind of gave away 5% right away. They were like, well, let's move from 15 to 20% when they went public with it. And I thought they should have stayed at 15. But the idea is they probably are going to give some territory here to get at least part of what they want.
They're going to have to. But in terms of the, you're saying they're, you know, giving things away right away. You have to remember, Trump has been saying 15% since the campaign. And they, for months, said that before they made it public. In fact, that was one of the things they were haggling over to even get the framework public, was trying to get that rate down. So I do think that they'll push hard for the things that they want. But I also think that when it comes down to it, they'll be willing, they'll have to be willing to concede something, because we're talking about the Democrats. There are even Republicans who think this is overly broad and might not get on board with this.
We're starting to see President Trump move on his own on health care since the Congress was unable to do anything. Last week, he rolled back the requirement that forced religious organizations to buy birth control, the little infamous Little Sisters of the Poor in the Rose Garden. We remember them. And now he supposedly, this week, is the rumor is he's going to be signing more executive orders that would allow people to buy insurance across state lines and form groups if you buy on your own or in small for small businesses. We were predicting pushback on that from insurance companies. Do you see lawsuits? Do you think this is going to go through?
There will absolutely be lawsuits on this. There's lawsuits on anything when the administration tries to get rid of regulation. There are always companies that are upset by that and, you know, will sue, and organizations on the left as well who will definitely be against this and want to go to court. I think it's really interesting that now, seeing that Congress is definitely not going to act on health care this year, the president is trying to do more of these things through the executive office. But when it comes to the state, selling insurance to the state lines, this is something that Rand Paul and others have been asking for since the beginning of this debate, saying if we don't have this, we won't vote for health care reform.
Yes.
So it's kind of unclear as to why, if the White House thought that they had this kind of authority, why they didn't just do this in the first place.
I've wondered the same thing.
To get some of these conservatives on board.
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing. With 30 seconds to go here, they are moving on health care with Chuck Schumer, though. Chuck Schumer and President Trump having a conversation. It sounds like they're trying to just stabilize Obamacare for a little bit.
But Chuck Schumer says they won't participate in repeal and replace, and the White House says it's repeal and replace. You know, we're not fixing it.
Yeah, so. This Alexander Murray bill seems to be the thing that they're agreeing on, though. The president even saying that he could extend by 1 or 2 years these cost-sharing reduction payments, and that's what Schumer wants as well.
And we're still dealing with tax reform, so, you know.
Yeah,
anything's... running out of time, Vince.
I know.
Not in the show, but in the year.
Yeah, we're always running out of time. Francesca Chambers, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, always good to talk to you guys. Have a good one.
Nice to chat with you. More ahead on Mornings on the Mall, 823.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right, you already know that Thompson Creek Window Company has been manufacturing windows locally for 37 years. Well, now, Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built revolutionary sound-reducing windows that are enhanced with their expert installation methods. Sound Shield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows. This is the best window to filter outside noise, and it gives you the tranquility you want in your home. And you're thinking, I don't live near near a big airport. Why do I need these? Next time you're home, just listen. You hear lawnmowers, you hear barking dogs, you hear all sorts of noise from outside, and you don't realize how much until you no longer hear it. And you're like, wow, my house is tranquil. Imagine that. And these help you bring that tranquility into your home. Thompson Creek Window Company builds their incredible windows just for you and our climate in their own local factory. Plus, Thompson Creek Window Company's installation process is guaranteed to withstand the changing elements of the mid-Atlantic climate. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window and get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free sound shield upgrade. This is an incredible offer. You don't want to miss it. Call 855-57-CREEK now. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. And it is 8:25. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the ICC, the Inner County Connector. The crash is going to be westbound, west of Georgia Avenue, but you can get by the incident now, but very slow. So unusual backups through that stretch. Be prepared if that's your trip. On the eastbound side, nothing blocked and you're good to go. 270, wow, definitely good to go. Lighter than normal this morning with our federal holiday. Top side of the Beltway, little bit of stop and go between University Boulevard and passing Colesville Road. Now, where we've had some problems, the Beltway in Forestville with the crash north of Route 4 of Pennsylvania Avenue that slows in each direction. DC 295 southbound had been delay free until we had this crash. Right now, southbound near Pennsylvania Avenue. 395 southbound at Glebe Road, crash to the shoulder, and very quickly, those southbound delays off the 14th Street Bridge have cleared northbound. That's been wide open this morning, Beltway 2 and across the bridge span. Update is sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off to showers this morning. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 degrees, very humid for this time of year. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight. Much better tomorrow. Clouds, sunshine, still warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
Inherently, when I hear that the federal deficit is increasing, it comes across as a negative, but it doesn't change my mood when I go to Starbucks.
Right.
Right?
I mean, good way to put it.
Yeah, and so the real question is, well, how does this impact that federal employee, the near retiree, and maybe you've become complacent?
Join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot, the Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At FactsOnPD.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to FactsOnPD.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, Kaylee McEnany will be joining us. She's the spokeswoman for the RNC. We'll find out about their calls to get the Democrats to return some of those donations from Harvey Weinstein. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. President Trump's issued a new list of demands that he wants executed in exchange for allowing hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants to remain in the U.S. The president sent a letter to Congress Sunday calling for an overhaul of the nation's green card system, a crackdown on allowing unaccompanied minors into the country, and funding for the wall along the Mexico border. Democrats have already said many of those demands are off the table. As Puerto Rico struggles to recover from Maria, its governor is asking a big favor from Washington.
We're making a plea to Congress to act quickly on an immediate relief package to Puerto Rico so that we can get what we've estimated is $4.6 billion of immediate relief.
Governor Ricardo Rossello says supplies are making it as far as the cities and towns, but more is needed from those points to get them to residents. A man who made his name in Hollywood by collecting Oscars is now only collecting pink slips. Film producer Harvey Weinstein has been fired by the company that bears his name, ousted by the company's board 3 days after the New York Times detailed decades of sexual harassment complaints against him. Weinstein apologized for his behavior, but it wasn't enough. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,773, the Nasdaq at 6590. In sports, brought to you by TheraWorks Relief, the Nats hope to keep momentum going their way with their series against the Cubs tied at a game apiece. Mr. Clutch, Bryce Harper.
I mean, I think the train's coming. You know, we're a great team. We got Max coming game three and, do the things we can to, you know, get on base and put pressure on them.
Max Scherzer is on the mound for the Nats. First pitch, 4 p.m. The Red Sox and Yankees both won to stay alive in the American League. Football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. NFC East, Eagles win. Cowboys and Giants lose. Sunday night football, the Chiefs beat the Texans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Kane, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Silver Spring moving again on the outer loop. Everyone had been stopped temporarily. Outer loop right near 29 Colesville Road due to the crash. They were able to get everybody over to the shoulder. However, we do have delays. So if you're coming around from, say, New Hampshire Avenue to get past Colesville Road, that's where we have the stop and go. The ICC, Intercounty Connector, is still struggling. The crash not completely cleared yet. Westbound on ICC, just west of Georgia Avenue for crash cleanup. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you come southbound for the accident past Route 100. We have wet pavement out there, everyone. Be careful. We've had a number of incidents, a couple of spinouts. And DC 295 coming southbound, still with the crash before you get to the exit for Pennsylvania Avenue. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain this morning. Rain does taper off. Mid to late morning, the rain should start tapering off, maybe a little bit earlier. And chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Breezy, warm, humid, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Gainesville, 72 in Beltsville, 74 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
The California Republican Party has been calling on you to return or donate to charity campaign contributions you've received in the past from Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul that is, there's some explosive sexual harassment allegations against him. Do you plan to do that or have you already done that?
I don't know that I've received any. I'll certainly take a look. And then I'll make a decision.
There was some, they found some about 20 odd years ago on that front. So any of that money you plan on getting rid of or not?
I just don't know. I mean, anytime somebody does something wrong, and he's done mighty wrong, and no one has ever questioned where I stand
sure.
on any of this stuff, somebody comes to you and says, oh, they contributed to you, are you giving back the money? And you sort of look like a startled bird and say, well, let me look and see, and that's the best I can do for you today.
Well, that's Senator Dianne Feinstein, and you've got a whole bunch of people who've received money from Harvey Weinstein, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and since 2000, he's donated close to like $2.5 million to Democrats, either personally or through bundling. So for more on this, let's go to Kayleigh McEnany, who is an RNC spokeswoman. And the RNC, Kayleigh, you've been all over this since the Harvey Weinstein story has been announced, that Democrats need to give the money back. What's the RNC pushing for, and good morning.
Hi, good morning. Great to join you. And yes, we would call on that self-described startled bird to return the money, and all Democrats, really. And that would include the DNC, by the way, which has taken $300,000, nearly $300,000. They announced amid these allegations that they would donate $30,000 to a charity, conveniently enough, not a charity, but in fact, a political action committee that helps Democrats get elected.
Yeah, the Democrats, I mean, clearly have had a very cozy relationship with Harvey Weinstein. The Obamas going so far as, I think Malia Obama is either supposed to, has already had an internship even with Harvey Weinstein. So this is a guy who spent many, many years wrapping his arms around the Democratic Party. And now, Kayleigh, we're kind of seeing Democrats sort of nervously approach this, either willingly giving away the money that you're calling for or not speaking out at all. How do you assess the reaction here from the Democrats?
Yeah, they seem to be dragging their feet in returning this money. And it rings as particularly hypocritical when, you know, they claim to be the party of women. You know, we are here to defend all women and represent all women. Well, how, in fact, are you doing so when you've taken all of this money from someone who has a slew of sexual harassment allegations against him? And how are you the party of women when you want to keep this money and you're dragging your feet and it appears that political campaign contributions take priority over truly, you know, being an advocate on women's issues?
Right. And what they're saying on their part, in their defense, not that I'm defending them, but they say that they're going to donate the money in contributions to, as you said, Emily's List, Emerge America, Higher Heights, because what we need is more women in power. So they're painting this as giving back to pro-choice and empowering women charities.
Right. They're politicizing this. You know, how would this is not giving the money back when you're using it to further Democratic causes, pro-choice, when you are making this about a political issue. Give it to a charity that really needs it. Give it to a charity that's not a partisan one that helps people. You know, it seems in the wake of all of these horrific events that happen, they tend to politicize things, be it the Las Vegas shooting and Hillary Clinton coming out and talking about silencers within hours after the shooting, or Harvey Weinstein, you know, talking about pro-choice issues in the wake of what should be just them saying we stand against this.
Right. I wanted, since we're talking about money and donations to the GOP and the DNC, really the DNC, I'd like to talk about the GOP, because there's a piece in Politico that says that a lot of the high funding Republicans are pulling back and they're closing their wallets because they're so frustrated with Congress not being able to get anything done, especially if the failure of the health care reform. Do you see that?
Yeah, you know, I understand the frustration with Congress. A lot of Republican voters are frustrated and they want to see action and they haven't seen it. And that's because of really the Senate. So I understand the frustration. But, you know, along with the story about the high donors is the story about the small donors. And Washington Post, surprisingly, had a pretty good write-up about the number of small donors that are flooding into our coffers. Supporters of President Trump, grassroots folks who want to give their money to further this cause. So while we're, you know, they're allegedly seeing a lack of high donors, I'm more encouraged that we're seeing a steady increase of small donors who are providing somewhere near 2/3 of all of our donations. We know the Republican Party's breaking fundraising records while our Democratic counterparts are having a hard time over there.
Yeah, a lot of news coverage and the president happy to tweet about it this weekend of all of those small donors giving you record numbers. Can you tell us, from your perspective inside the RNC, what are the big events that lead to donations like this? Has the NFL, the president's decision to take on the NFL, has that led to many small donations?
Yeah, a lot of these events prompt small donations, and I was so fascinated reading the Washington Post piece. I try to avoid that publication, but this happened to be a good article. I was encouraged because I was reading about a small donor who said, you know, I saw the Comey hearing, and I believe it was the Comey hearing that prompted her. It was something Comey related. And she said, I opened up the wallet and I gave money because I realized, you know, this is essentially a takedown effort of the president. So I was encouraged to see that something as, you know, Beltway insidery as, you know, Comey could prompt a small donor to give something. So it's a range of issues. Like you point out, the national anthem protest surely spawned a lot of donations, but things as, you know, kind of insidery as the Comey hearing.
So more of the small donations that are there to support the president, but the larger donors kind of pulling back because of Congress. So on two different levels here, we're seeing two different types of donations.
That's right. Yes. Two different types of donations. And we do think that we will get tax reform done. And we see that the president does want to go back to Obamacare. And, you know, if he does, and he's already trying to negotiate with Chuck and Nancy, as we know, and if tax reform gets done, we think that that will be a huge kind of tailwind behind our party's donors. And it'll encourage everyone to get back on board and to donate to this president and this party.
All right, well, we'll keep tracking it, and we'll keep inviting you back to talk about all the progress as the agenda moves ahead. Kayleigh McEnany, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. 844 here on WMAL.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a couple hang-ups this morning. Update is sponsored by Ticked. Let's go through town. DC, 295 southbound. We didn't have any delays because we have lighter than normal commute, but we have a crash that slows us now to get past Pennsylvania Avenue. So if you're coming southbound before Benning Road for those delays. Now, Virginia, if you're worried about the crash I was talking about, 66 East at Nutley Street, it's gone. The delays are gone. I'm seeing it wide open out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway, which looks fantastic. 95, 395, nice and quiet. Now, for the Beltway, Maryland, two incidents. Outer loop near Colesville Road, cleared to the shoulder, still slow though. And outer loop of the Beltway near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue for the incident, slows in Forestville each direction. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off to showers this morning. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 degrees, very humid for this time of year. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight. Much better tomorrow. Clouds, sunshine, still warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 75 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Stop clicking around this ball and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Okay, it's a big night for Star Wars fans. If the national anthem protests are keeping you away from Monday Night Football, this might draw you in. The new trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi will debut tonight on Monday Night Football. Now, this is a big deal for a number of reasons. One, there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there. But another is that it's kind of an interesting situation we find ourselves in, because if you're a fan like me, I love Star Wars, this will be for the latest episode. This is episode 8. So remember, over the past couple of years, there have been these like spin-off versions of Star Wars, Rogue One, sort of like these side stories. But it was Star Wars episode 7, The Force Awakens, came out in 2015 now. And now we're on December 15th, this film, Star Wars The Last Jedi, will debut. And they have this trailer airing tonight. And we've already gotten warnings from Rian Johnson, who with the film, who has decided, he wants you to know, do not watch this trailer. He wants you to avoid it entirely. I think Mark Hamill at one point was encouraging people, avoid the marketing material for this movie. So basically, it's if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to see this movie. So why spoil any of it by watching the trailer? If you're like kind of a halfway person, though, you're not quite there, maybe the trailer's for you. Maybe the trailer will convince you tonight that you should go see it when the movie comes out in December. So it's a challenge here. The last thing is maybe it's a little bit of reverse psychology. Encouraging people not to watch, what do they do, Mary?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying Rian Johnson here is all on this. He's like, you know, this is the way to get people to watch it and get them excited about the movie by cool stuff in the trailer, and then they're going to go see it. See? I'm thinking reverse psychology here by Rian.
I mean, either way, there's a lot of hype around this. But yes, the director encouraging people to skip the promo that will be airing tonight during Monday Night Football. And I'm pretty excited for this.
Are you?
Yeah, because I see very few movies these days, but I do like the Star Wars movies. I like seeing it in theaters, so I'm probably going
to
do that.
Oh, you have to see them in theaters.
Yeah, you just got to go. Nowadays, also, some theaters really take care of you, especially if they have the recliners and the beer and the whole experience. You can like really go enjoy a movie now because they have to do anything to, you know, get you into the theater. This will take you on to the next stage of that story, because remember Rey, who at the end of the movie sees Luke Skywalker standing on this like island in the middle of nowhere, this rock or whatever. They confront each other. Rey is now going to become presumably the second to last Jedi behind Luke Skywalker. So this all pushes ahead. And if you've been waiting, you're kind of stomached all of these actually admittedly pretty good spin-off Star Wars movies. Now back in the main vein, coming in December, complete with tonight's trailer, you'll have Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah, it all got too confusing for me. I was with them until they started to go, well, this is the prequel. I'm like, who are these people? Well, these are the, and then it was like three ahead, and then it went.
Well, George Lucas, he kind of did it on purpose. He wanted to, he released those first three movies in the series, and then he went back to the prequels because he felt like technology had finally given him an opportunity to present that story.
Yeah, so. No, they lost me.
So if you're at all happy with where it is for Disney and in Disney's ownership, then you'll be really happy come December 15th when the new version of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, comes out. And if you want, watch the trailer tonight during Monday Night Football, 8:51 here on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How much sleep did you get last night? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The official statistic is 1 in 3 Americans aren't getting enough sleep. Frankly, I think it's even more than that. The CDC calls lack of sleep a public health problem because it can lead to problems like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. A new Australian study asked this question: could it also lead to dementia or Alzheimer's? The researchers found that yes, people who get less REM sleep might actually be at higher risk for developing dementia. REM sleep is when you dream. So what's going on here? Well, previous studies have shown a lack of quality sleep can lead to a buildup of these things called beta amyloid plaques. They can gunk up your cognition, and they're a hallmark sign of Alzheimer's. Of course, not everyone who has trouble sleeping is going to develop dementia, but putting a premium on getting good Z's certainly can't hurt. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
One-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
We've been helping people for a long time. A lot of ideas for people that can collect Social Security.
Right.
They don't know much about it. And so we like to work with them one-on-one. We bring them in the office and we talk to them about what they've accumulated, what they want to accumulate, what they want to do. That's how we try to help them.
That's the one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, Mary. And you know, overall, it's been lighter than normal on our federal holiday. However, we do have a couple snags. So let's start first on the Beltway, Maryland, in the Forestville area. Jackknife tractor trailer on the shoulder. So much to check out. And that's why we have delays in each direction as you approach and pass Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. On the top side of the Beltway, had the accident on the outer loop after Colesville Road. That was cleared out of the travel lanes as well, but still a lot of activity. So a little bit of that stop and go still with us through there. ICC, the Intercounty Connector, with the crash westbound west of George Avenue. We're still heavy on the brakes before you get to George Avenue. And just a quick note, Virginia Beltway, you're good. 395, no delays either direction. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off to showers this morning. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 degrees, very humid for this time of year. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight. Much better tomorrow. Clouds, sunshine, still warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Okay, here's what's coming up tomorrow. We got Christopher Scalia, the son of the late Justice, and then Chris Bedford with his book, The Art of the Donald.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I'll see you on Fox News today at 2 o'clock on the Daily Briefing. Check
oh,
me out
look
there.
At you doing TV. So handsome.
And then here's a guy you see on TV occasionally. He's better on radio, though. Chris Bland.
Better on radio, though. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. I hope everyone's enjoying their Indigenous Peoples Day and wallow in the victimization of people from centuries ago or something like that. Let's desecrate a statue and kneel for the anthem today. Let's be a good Democrat. Let's support Harvey Weinstein.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a